Shalom everybody, Baruch Hashem. This week we are Zocha to begin a new Sefer, Sefer Vayikra. And with this Sefer we begin hearing about Korbanos that are going to be brought in the Mishkan that Moshe and Bnei Yisrael built at the end of Sefer Shmos. And in the beginning of our Parsha, the Torah introduces the Korbanos with the following general introduction. Perek Aleph, Pasuk Beis. Daber el Bnei Yisrael v'yamarta lehem. Adam ki akriv mikem korban lashem. Min ha-behema, min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon. Takrivu es korbanchem. Speak, says Hashem to Moshe. Speak to Bnei Yisrael and tell them, when anyone of you offers a korban to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, you can offer your korban from livestock, from the herd, and from the flock. The Torah begins by saying that the korban you're bringing is a korban lashem. Adam ki akriv mikem korban lashem. But then, by the end of the pasuk, it's called your korban. Takrivu es korban chem. So which is it? Is it Hashem's korban or is it your korban? This question is asked by the Slonim Rebbe, the Nesivo Shalom, Rav Shalom Noach Brzovsky. He died in the year 2000. He asks this question in the Nesivo Shalom in Chelek Aleph, in the section called Taras Hamidos, in Ma'amar Rishon, on page Pei. He quotes an earlier Rebbe from Slonim, Rav Avraham Weinberg, the Beis Avraham, who died in 1933, says the Slonim Rebbe. He says this like so many Mefarshim do when it comes to Korbanos, that the act of bringing a Korban is far more and far deeper than just bringing a Korban in the Mizbeach. Hashem doesn't want that, and he certainly doesn't need that. Rather, our korbanos must be associated with some action, some correcting action that will work towards repairing our mistakes and bridging the gap to the best of our ability between us and Hashem. We did something wrong. We acted improperly. And now we need to fix that as best as we can. And how does one do that? The Slonim Rebbe says that this pasuk, in the very beginning of Sefer Vayikra, in the very introduction to the world of Korbanos, this pasuk is referring to an improvement of our midos. It's referring to a path towards improving those character traits, those personality traits, those aspects of our behavior and thinking that distance us from others and from Hashem. The Slonim Rebbe says that bringing a korban must be accompanied by a commitment and a determination that we need to work on changing those harmful traits in us that brought us to act improperly in the first place. Traits like jealousy and lusting after physical pleasures and yearning for kavod, etc., etc. Those traits have to be changed. However, that is a very, very hard thing to do, to say the least. In many cases, they are a piece of who we are. In some cases, they are part of us. So it is incredibly difficult. Rav Yisrael Salanter, the father of the Musar movement, who died in 1883, apparently once said that the hardest thing in the world to do is to change even one midah. However, we are asked to try. We are asked to work on that when we bring a korban. And that, says the Slonimer, is exactly what's going on in our pasuk in the very beginning of Sefer Vayikra. If you just bring an animal as a korban, min ha-behemah, min ha-bakar, min ha-tzon, then that is your korban. Takrivu es korbanchem. It's a korban, but it's yours, says God. I don't want that or need that. However, if you are prepared, says God, to sacrifice something of yourself, your very being, your very essence, if you are prepared to give up a piece of who you are, or at least a piece of who you think you are, a character trait that you think is a piece of you, if you're prepared to work hard and sacrifice something of yourself, Adam ki akriv mikem, bringing something of yourself, then and only then, will it be a korban lashem? That sort of sacrifice, really giving up something of yourself, that is a korban lashem. Hashem wants that kind of korban, so to speak. It's considered Hashem's korban. And this, of course, is a message for all of us. First of all, because we believe, imirtz Hashem, that we will be bringing korbanos soon. And we have to know how to bring korbanos. And not just bring korbanos, but bring a piece of ourselves, so to speak, with those korbanos. But even until then, our tefillos, Our avoda, even bitzman hazeh, must be the kind of avoda that is a korban lashem, the kind that brings internal, essential change, and not just external actions, which are only korban chem. Have an amazing day, everyone!